Good morning and welcome to Pathways to Service, your Rotary radio show. I'm Roxanne.
And I'm Seal. And in studio today, we have Mr. Bob Campbell from the Caesar Rodney Club. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
So tell us, what is your position within the club?
I am currently the vice president of the club, and I will be the incoming president of the foundation arm of the club.
Very good.
I've been in the club for about 7 years.
Okay. Have you been a Rotarian for 7 years, or you've just been a member of the club for 7 years?
Been a Rotarian for 7 years.
Good. How have you found it so far?
I found it great. It's been absolutely fantastic for me. I've always enjoyed helping out the underserved, and I just a friend of mine, Rick Hara, told me about the Rotary Club, and I was invited to come in and really, really enjoyed it and enjoyed the fact that we can do a lot more as a team for the underserved than I could ever as an individual. So I thought it was great.
Very good. Did you have a specific Rotary moment that kind of something you went to or heard that really clicked with you and that's when you knew, yes, this is the right club for me?
I think it was the Basket Brigade that we do. It's one of our biggest events of the year. It happens a couple of days before Thanksgiving, and it's gotten to be bigger and bigger every year. It's about a 3-day event, and the first day we gather food for a lot of the underserved in the city and outward lying areas of Newcastle County. We gather food through donations. Then we sort the food the next day with a mm-hmm. lot of help, even from the members, the members' families, their friends, even the kids get involved with it. And then on the third day, we deliver Thanksgiving meals to these families. And this the first year I think I did it, we probably did somewhere in the vicinity of about 100 meals. And now we're up to, I think this past Thanksgiving, we did 201 meals.
That's wonderful.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really great. And just to be a part of that was just really blew me away. I was just mm-hmm. ecstatic. And I knew that I had connected with the right, with the right people. Just a really, really nice, good group of people. We not only do stuff in the club together, but we also socialize together, which a lot of times you don't see, quite as much.
That's very nice. And we've had multiple discussions about how a community service project is probably the best way to introduce somebody to Rotary, to let them see the club in action, see what they're doing, see what they're accomplishing, and feel a part of a bigger process.
Yep.
And it sounds exactly like that's what got you involved.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. We do several projects. We have a lot of engineers and contractors in our club.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty decent sized contingency of finance professionals in the club as well. One of the examples I'll give you, we were working with Easter Seals on the Camp Fairley project down in Maryland.
Yes.
And we put up some significant structures down there and had brought a couple of people that were, mildly interested in joining the club. And that really turned, once they saw all that, it really kind of connected with them and turned them on to the club. So it's always challenging to get a long-term new member into a service club.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been, we've been pretty fortunate in that regard where most of the people that that decide to join us, they generally will stay.
That's excellent. And
that's exciting.
We've had that conversation as well. Why you join might not be why you stay.
Absolutely.
But changing community service projects, which hit things that mean something to you as an individual or
mm-hmm.
your family,
yeah.
Is one way to keep interest and keep people motivated to keep coming.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And one of the things that that we look at as Rotarians, we look at doing some good work on a local standpoint,
mm-hmm.
but we also have a club member that's a physician/surgeon, Dr. Jay Luft, who he goes to Ethiopia once or twice a year and performs surgeries on children that need ENT type help.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
He also instructs doctors in Ethiopia on updated surgical techniques.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So that, you know, that kind of, everybody is just blown away by the work that Jay does, and he keeps us up to speed on, you know, everything and when he's planning to take a trip over there.
Right, and not everybody understands that not only do Rotary Clubs do local projects for their local communities, but we really are an international force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people, they've heard about, you know, how we've gotten, you know, into the polio eradication efforts from, you know, from years back. Mm-hmm. But there's always different things going on now in addition to that. I think some of the clubs are working with an organization called Shelter Box that
yes.
responds quickly to natural disasters, things right. of that nature. So it's gotten a little bit, the scope's a little bit wider than it, you know, just polio.
Yeah, Flags for Heroes, and it was another big one.
Sure.
Statewide.
Yeah.
Well, beyond your basket brigade, tell us what the Caesar Rodney Club has been up to for the past 6 months or so.
Well, we've done several things. We did the Adopt a Highway. Mm-hmm. We have a portion of Philadelphia Pike that we work on a semi-annual basis. Mm-hmm. We'll go out there twice and pick up trash. And the Department of Transportation has been generous enough to lend us their vests and cones and things like
oh,
that.
That's awesome.
So
can't get out there without an orange vest.
No, yeah. And you don't realize how fast the traffic's going until you're
standing
until you're actually
along the side of the
there.
Road.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly. And another really, really nice project that we do every year that's spearheaded by one of our members, Bob Elder, is the Stockings for Soldiers.
Yeah.
Which is a program where we get several members to go to a designated spot at the beginning of the holiday season, and we fill stockings for our service people, servicemen and women mm-hmm. in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other parts around the globe, and provide them with basically gift stockings with essential needs, when you know, toothpaste, deodorant. All that kind of stuff, and I believe they did about 10,000 stockings last year.
That's phenomenal.
Amazing.
Yeah,
and people have to be sensitive to what they're putting in those stockings. Yes.
Yes.
Things melt.
Yeah.
I think socks are like one of the big fun things everybody likes. Socks.
Because you have to there's certain when the weather gets hot and you're mm. in the desert and things like that, it's important to keep your feet dry. So
absolutely,
socks are a big thing. We did the Can-Do Park up in North Wilmington. We did a cleanup for that for that particular park, and we've also done some things in the past with that park that have assisted with it with some of the new equipment that they have there that makes it a little bit more inclusive, if mm-hmm. you will.
That, and I imagine that it not only needs cleanup but a little bit of maintenance periodically, and a lot of the clubs get involved in upkeep of those parks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're
yes.
actually destination playgrounds, which is neat to know.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, like there's a lot of families, they like see where the Can-Do playgrounds are.
And they come in from other states.
Yeah, they make a vacation around like Delaware because there's three of them here now, which is really kind of cool.
That is great. And they, like I said, they're always, the one up that I'm referring to is always in, it's always got different groups that are helping to keep it, mm-hmm. To keep it clean and nice and safe, for the kids that play on it.
That's important.
Probably one of the most interesting things that we've done as a club was the weekend after Labor Day, we had a cornhole tournament down at Constitution Yards at mm-hmm. the riverfront.
Oh,
to
help with funding our foundation, the foundation arm of the club. We started the Cesar Rodney Rotary Club Foundation back in 2017 with the intent of addressing and helping to serve the underserved people in Newcastle County. Mm-hmm. And it's been great, but we needed a big kind of a kickoff event to fund it. And we were able to raise, I think, a little bit over $10,000 with this cornhole tournament.
That's a nice start.
And we got a good deal of assistance from the Delaware Cornhole League, which I didn't know there was a cornhole league, but there is. And the couple of the people there in that in the league helped us with figuring out the brackets and all the intricacies that go with running a big tournament. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being we had recreational cornhole players, and then we had some people that were really well known mm-hmm. In that arena, if you will. Mm-hmm. So that turned
headed
out
for
to
the
be
Olympics. Cornhole
exactly.
It's kind of wild.
Roxanne is all
we
about
actually,
cornhole.
We have to touch base with you. We actually have a state cornhole championship in Middletown.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have people come from all over the East Coast to vie for that championship. It's just kind of wild.
It was amazing. It was the first time I'd ever watched a tournament, and it was absolutely amazing to
me. It goes quick.
Yeah. Again. Well, when nobody misses, it goes really quick.
Yeah. The better players, they don't mess around.
Who would have thought, right? A beanbag into a wooden circle.
That's right. That's right.
Amazing.
So, and then we also had, just to transition a little bit, we had one of our members, Brian Martinenza. He was nominated by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as the man, the man of the year. So I guess they do man and woman of the year, mm-hmm. and he was one of the men of the year. And then he raised over $90,000, largely on his own, for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So he was, as the top fundraiser, he was the Delaware Man of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Excellent.
So, you know, that was, he really worked hard for that, and it was great, and it was good exposure for our club to have a member like that, in our club.
Making a difference, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Within your foundation, and I just want to go back to the foundation for a minute, you got a $10,000 fundraiser. To mm-hmm. kick off the foundation, which was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spend that money? Give us some examples of some of the things that you spend that money on.
Well, being that it's that we're in the relatively early stages, the first year and a half, we were trying to figure out exactly how we wanted to manage the money, and we ended up soliciting Delaware Community Foundation. So Joan Hogue North of the Delaware Community Foundation. She helped us get everything all set up from the investment side of things and things of that nature, bylaws, all that sort of thing that goes with setting up a foundation. And then I'm trying to think exactly the order that this happened in. We got it went on for a little while, and then we solicited for grants. And we got 27 applications for grants.
Oh, okay.
27 different applications
for
grants.
That's great.
And this first time around, the grants were to max out at, I think, $2,500. So we were going to take two out of the 27. So we had a group. We assigned a group of, I think, six or seven of our members that would read through all the grants. And then we came up with two that, we're going to bring them in and then have a kind of a almost formal presentation
sure.
of that,
oh, that's nice.
That sort
sure.
of thing. So it's it's to address at-risk youth in Newcastle County. So some of the nonprofits out there that, are kind of scraping by, this would be a good shot in the arm for them.
Absolutely. And you get a lot of creative ideas when you offer seed grant money to organizations who can really put together a program and show you some outputs or outcomes of those programs, that you're getting some bang for your buck, so to
definitely
speak. Really making a difference. And I think that's fabulous.
It's worked out really well for us, and we have some big picture vision for the foundation that we really want to aggressively grow it, and to a point where we can give out more grants, more money, and really leave a legacy for our club. Our club just celebrated our 30th anniversary.
Oh, so, very nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we had a nice dinner event for that, and that was really nice. But it kind of prompted us to want to do something that maybe would leave a legacy like the foundation. So we started looking back at it a couple of years ago, and then it's come to fruition. And through the hard work of several of our members, it's really, starting to get some traction.
Oh, that's great. What else do you have coming up?
Well, we have the next big event that we have is what we call Casino Night, and that is a fundraiser for our club. It's going to be the biggest fundraiser that we've had for the club in some time, and that's on Saturday, February 8th, and it goes from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Mendenhall Inn in the Gold Ballroom of the Mendenhall Inn. And it should be a great event. We have professional table game people that will run the blackjack tables and the poker tables, crap tables, and the roulette wheel. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's $75 a person, and you get $200 in casino chips.
Not bad.
And we anticipate there being a lot of really, really good prizes. So I'd like to invite everybody to come out. You can find out more information on that just by going to the Caesar Rodney Rotary Club Facebook page.
Why don't you give us the web address where people can buy tickets if they'd like to?
Okay. That would be crrotarycasinonight.eventbe.com.
EventBEE.com. Wonderful. So, everybody listening, February 8th, Saturday night, at the Mendenhall Inn. And if you've never been to the Mendenhall Inn, that's a delightful place. It is really gorgeous. A lot of history there. For Casino Night, what's your game?
My game is craps.
Okay.
So we'll,
I'm more of a roulette girl.
Well, I think the great thing about nights like this, not only is it fun for fellowship and networking and you can win some cool stuff, but you get to learn how to gamble in a fun environment. So, you know what I mean?
In a non-threatening environment.
There's no pressure.
That's right.
So if you do something that's not, maybe not intellectually cool on the blackjack table, you're not going to have anybody, giving you a hard time about that, because it's not,
it's for fun, but it's more educational.
It's
recreational. And the professionals at that table will help you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's what's really neat.
So these are always really fun nights, and we expect a good turnout. We're really, really looking forward to it.
Wonderful. You've got half a year left. Anything beyond Casino Night that you wanted to mention?
Well, we're always looking for new members, and one of the things that I always we enjoy bringing in younger members. I'm a little bit older than quite a few of the members in our club, but we enjoy bringing in younger members for a few reasons. Number one, they seem to have better fundraising ideas, say. Newer fundraising ideas, if I could put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're always looking for that, but we always look for the energy level as well, because it keeps the energy in the club up when you have younger members in there. So we're always looking for new members, and older members are fine, but we're always looking for younger members as well.
Good. Is your club going to have some people out at Camp Fairlea this year to help with the cleanup?
We typically will get people out in the springtime. John Gooden from M. Davis and Company heads that up. So we do it in conjunction with Easter Seal. So not sure. They will generally assign a project to us.
Okay.
I believe that's how that works. And so we'll generally try to get out there in the springtime and do that, just same type time as we do the can-do cleanup.
And that's an interesting project for those of you who have never been to Camp Fairlee. It's a neat camp. Easter Seals runs it, and they're always in need of Rotarians to come out in the spring and help with the cleanup and help them get ready for their summer camps. Does your club also take donations for the camp? I know that our club will collect things for the camp counselors, personal care items, shampoos and toothbrushes, okay, that kind of things.
Yeah, I think we would do something like that, but not a direct donation. That would have to go, I think, straight to Easter Seals.
Yeah,
on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the things that we did at Camp Fairlee, which was kind of interesting, we built a couple of structures. We did a fit out for like a recreation room that they have.
Oh.
Our engineering and contracting crew got down there and worked
really
on that.
Neat.
Yeah, and they did a really nice shade area that they built, for the kids, to get out of the sun and things like that. And then one year we actually helped to build a trail that connected to parts of the camp.
Oh, I'll be.
And so there was
a lot of hard work.
Well, we had an Eagle Scout that helped us with that.
Okay.
He got a crew.
That's a great idea. What a great project.
And it was about a quarter mile long, and they had to build a bridge over a creek. So wheelchair accessible bridge. So that turned out really nice. So that's one of the older projects that that we've done ever since I've been, around. So it's been, they're all very rewarding. It just really, one of the things I, remember vividly, kind of digressing back to the basket brigade when you deliver these Thanksgiving meals. Mm-hmm. I mean, about 50% of the time you get a really nice hug from all the family members when you bang on the door and you're handing over a really nice meal for them to share with their family on Thanksgiving. So it's very heartwarming.
You're making a difference. Well, we just have about a minute left. So for listeners that are interested in learning more about how they can get involved with the Caesar Rodney Rotary Club, either through membership or get involved with one of the programs you have, or even for Casino Night, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
They can reach out to our club via the Facebook page
we
have, Caesar Rodney Rotary Club on Facebook. They can also contact the University and Wisc Club, and they can take their information on that.
And you've mentioned University of Wisc Club. That's where you meet.
Yes.
Which day of the week and at what time?
We meet there on every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m.
So before your workday kicks off on a Friday, if you want to start your Friday with a bang,
a great breakfast over at the University of Wisc
Club. Drop into the University of Wisc Club.
Yeah. We have some great speakers on a weekly basis. We've had Senator Coons. We've had Governor Carney, Dr. Nevin from Christiana Care. We anticipate Dr. Colleen Keith coming. She's the president of Goldie Beacom College.
Yes.
Matt Den's been there, Newcastle County executive. We get some really good speakers, so we take care of club business first, and then we have the speaker, and the speaker talks for about 15 or 20 minutes. And you get to learn a little bit more about what's going on in Delaware, in addition to all the service projects that we do.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Well, thanks so much. It's great chatting with you today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very
Thanks
much
for having
coming
me in.
Perfect.
Absolutely.